Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is entitled, Everyone Needs to Pray This Prayer. "2020 has been a year of many things, and one of the things it has been is a year of exposure. Hidden sins are being exposed. Secret motives are being exposed, and I mean of Christians. Serving in ministry doesn't make us exempt from temptation, and if we aren't careful, we will give in to it. Over the last few weeks and months, I've heard stories and read articles of Christian leaders falling into sin. And I'm not here to judge anyone or to shame anyone because we are all human. If anything, this is a word of caution for me and for everyone listening. We must be on guard. That's why I encourage everyone to pray Psalm 139, 23, and 24 over their life. I try to pray this prayer daily. It says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. You see, Satan attacks our hearts and our minds daily. That's why we need to bring them before the Lord daily and ask him to search us and point out anything in us that's not like him. But it doesn't end there. It says, lead us along the path of everlasting life. Essentially, what that's saying is, lead us to Jesus. When the Lord points out the areas of struggle, whether we are aware of them or not, bring them to the Lord. Let there be no secrets between you and him. Don't try to handle it on your own. It is in our weakness we are made strong. God isn't impressed with the I have no struggles Christian mask that we often tend to put on. He knows us through and through. When we pray Psalm 139, what we are saying is, God, I know you know everything about me. Now point out the hidden things in me that offend you. I don't want to do or think anything that is not like you. Help me, Jesus. Show me which way to go. We are humbly going before a loving Father who will deliver, who will heal, and who will lead us. No one is exempt from temptation. But I truly believe if we present our hearts and our minds to the Lord daily, asking him to search us through and through, seeking his guidance and his leadership, the temptation won't overcome us. Satan is out for blood. But thank God for Jesus. He won't leave us to fight this battle alone. So I want to challenge you to make Psalm 139 verses 23 and 24 a staple in your prayer life.